Thanks, guys.
Grace to you and peace from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. So Jesus says in our gospel reading, to you, brothers and sisters in Christ, he says, you are the light of the world. A city set on a hill cannot be hidden. Nor do people light a lamp and put it under a basket, but on a stand, and it gives light to all in the house. In the same way, let your light shine before others, that they may see your good works and give glory to your Father who's in heaven. Light. We have our banner for Epiphany, send forth thy light. I don't know about you, but when I look at that banner, I think, Lord, send forth your light. Like we're telling him what to do. Like I'm telling him what to do. And so he gives us his word today and he says, send forth your light. You're the light of the world. Interesting thing about light, if you put it through a prism, it spreads out into the spectrum and you get red, orange, yellow, green, blue, indigo, violet. If you remember from color, all the colors, right? And then, by the way, there's beyond red, there's the infrared, and beyond the violet, there's ultraviolet. So we get to see this much. The rods and cones in our eyes let us help see this much, but there's also all these other colors, the hidden colors. Maybe we get to see them in heaven. I don't know. Kind of like a rainbow, though. So the Lord says, let your light shine. And since the Holy Spirit gives us different gifts and different measures, sometimes I think it's like, okay, today, Jeff, you're red, and today, Judy, you're, what's after red? Orange, yellow, green, blue, indigo, violet. We all kind of have different roles in our lives to go. So I was thinking about this, and there's this movie that our family likes to watch, which is called Sky High, and it's about, anybody ever see it? Oh, a few of you. Okay, nobody in the early service had seen it. So
it's about
the children of superheroes who go to college. I mean, not to college, to high school. Sky High, and it's up in the air. That's why it's Sky High.
So the first day of
class for the freshmen, they come into class and they have to go to, I forgot the name of the class, but it's where you find out what your powers are, and they put you on a track. This you either go in the superhero track, or if your power is not so great, sidekick track. Okay, you're either a superhero or a sidekick, and of course, that's part of the movie. So they all gather in the gym, and the gym teacher stands there, and they're all and is very embarrassing, just like all of high school, especially freshman year. And you have to get up on a platform with the gym teacher standing right next to you there, and he says, "Okay, show me your power," and then that's going to determine whether you're a superhero or sidekicks. And so they do. And this one boy, he's dressed all in yellow, okay? He gets up there. He's going to show his superpower. And the gym teacher says, "Okay, go ahead." And he goes. And everybody goes, "Just like you did. What's he doing?" And the gym teacher goes, "Okay, anytime." And he says, "I'm doing it." What are you doing? "I'm glowing." Sidekick. So it wasn't much of a superpower, at least not in the movie so far. But he kind of says, you know, well, maybe if you were to pull down the shades and turn off the lights, you could see me. Okay? Apparently he's not glowing all that brightly right now. And so when I read this text, And Jesus says, let your light shine. don't know about you, but I start to think, you know, how much is God's light shining through me? I mean, am I just kind of a dim bulb that nobody could really see? Or I'd really have to have everybody turn the lights out and close the shades to see my light? How about you? In our Old Testament reading that Paula read, talks a little bit about that beginning of the passage. Wickedness, living in bonds of wickedness, quarreling, fighting, hitting with a wicked fist. Your voice is not going to be heard. Oppressing somebody. Maybe we don't oppress people like with a yoke of slavery, but we can oppress them with the way we treat them. We can oppress them with the words that we use. Sometimes our words are like a fist. Or we can just ignore them. Ignore the poor, ignore the hungry. In high school, you know, ignore the poor kids who don't have anybody to sit with at lunch. We're good at that. And it's kind of like we have the light of Christ behind us, but we're just kind of standing in the way, blocking it from getting to people. Like we're this big black blob in the middle that prevents it, the love of Christ, actually getting to people. When instead we're supposed to be transparent so that people can see the love of Christ flowing through us into the darkness, that to scatter the darkness. Isaiah puts it pretty well here. A lot of credit I give Isaiah. Pretty well. He says, is it not to share your bread with the hungry and bring the homeless poor into your house? When you see the naked, to cover him and not to hide yourself from your own flesh. Then he says this. This is what I love about this verse. Then shall your light break forth like the dawn, and your healing spring up speedily. And listen to this. He says, instead of this blackness, you know, you see I wear a black shirt underneath and it's covered by Christ's righteousness. Then shall your righteousness go before you, and the glory of the Lord shall be your rear guard. So it's like you're standing there, I'm standing here, and the cross is behind me, and it shines through me like I'm transparent. The love of Christ shines through me. Is it my righteousness? No, this is my righteousness. This is my righteousness. Black. It's Christ's righteousness. He's the one who went to the cross. He took all of my blackness to the cross. All of my oppression, all of my evil words, all of my lying, all the times I'm with a fist, as Isaiah puts it. Here's two. And he says, that's what he takes to the cross. And then Christ takes that blackness to the cross, and then he takes that blackness, that evil, and he takes it with him to the tomb. He takes it with him to the tomb. Is there anything blacker than the inside of a tomb? That's where he rests for 3 days. And on the third day, as Isaiah says, the dawn of your righteousness shall break through, the light of your righteousness. Christ comes out and breaks through that tomb. And the stone is rolled away. And think of it this way. You always think, okay, light is going to go into the tomb. It's just the opposite. Light comes out of the tomb. Light breaks forth and bursts in the dawn of righteousness because of what Christ has done for you and me on the cross. That's what's supposed to break through us into other people's lives. Send forth thy light. You are the children of light. God gives that righteousness to you in your baptism, and he says, show my glory to the people through your lives. Through your lives. To other people. And I'm going to put a Judy over here. And I'm going to put a Corey over here. Because that's who I need there and there. And I need you right where you are, God says. You are my light. Not because of what you've done, but because what Christ has done for you and now through you to the rest of the world. So don't block the Christ. Don't block the cross. Paul says, I came among you and I preached to you God's word. I preached to you nothing. I said, I'm going to know nothing except Christ crucified. So you can see him through my weakness. I'm just weak. All of us are just weak. But we have the power of Christ behind us. The glory of God shining through us. Not because of who we are, but because of who Christ is. What he has done for us on the cross and in that empty tomb, coming out of it. And gives us eternal life. You are the light of the world. Thanks be to God for that. In Jesus' name, amen. Now may the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen.